record it.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience returned to England in August of 1967. And in between concert dates, they completed work on their second album, Axis Bold as Love, which Rolling Stone's Jim Miller later described as rock and roll's finest voodoo album.
Well, you got me floating around and round, always up. Amazing thing, you turn me on naturally. And I kiss you when I please.
Engineer Eddie Kramer met Jimi Hendrix at London's Olympic Sound right after Hey Joe was released, and he worked with him from then on, watching as Jimi increasingly came into his own in the studio.
It was the second album that really sticks out in my mind as being the beginning, because he became much more involved in the mixing, and when I was doing things on the board with echo and compression, and he would say, "What's that? What's that?" And I'd say, "Well, this is what I'm doing to the voice, and here's how I'm going to try and do something with this effect of this guitar, and listen to this." And he would get excited, and I'd get further excited. And we would go absolutely crazy with effects, sometimes to excess, and then we would back off and say, "Okay, we should be a little calmer about this." But there was no real boundaries that we hadn't reached yet. I mean, we were just flying by the seat of our pants most of the time. There was nothing he wouldn't try. He was wonderful in this. He was such a funny guy. And said there was not a moment when we weren't laughing or carrying on, because to him, recording